Let us pray. God of love, you have raised Christ from the dead, yet we don't recognize the beloved among us. Speak to us and awaken our hearts. Open our eyes to see your presence, to hear your call, and to follow you. In the power of your Spirit of love, amen. The New Testament reading is from the book of Acts. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and through his eyes, though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said, "Get up and go to the street called Straight. At the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." Hear the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Psalter, Psalm 30 on page 762. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down into the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name.
Surely the Lord's anger is but for a moment. The Lord's favor is for a lifetime.
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
As for me, I say, my prosperity shall never be moved.
By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain.
In your face, I was dismayed. With the morning light comes
joy. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication.
What profit is there in my death if I go down in the pit?
Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have lost my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise you and not be silent. Walk with me through this story from the Gospel of John as we take time in between passages to reflect. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." There are times when you felt failure or discouragement, or times when you wanted to give up doing something new or hard and go back to the way things used to be. Call those moments to mind. Let God bless them. Know that you are not alone. The others said to Peter, "We will go with you." In hard times, there have been people who went with you, who stood by you. Call them to mind and give thanks. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Imagine this, that Jesus comes into your life all the time, but you don't see him. You don't recognize that it's him. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. Jesus invites us to let go of old ways of doing things. Resurrection doesn't mean living your old life better, but living a new life. How might God be inviting you to change, to grow, to do a new thing? How might God be inviting you as a church to change and grow? That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though they were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Jesus was primarily known for two things: healing people and feeding people. Jesus wants to nourish your soul. How do you tend to the hunger of your soul? How do you let Jesus feed you? When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." This is the heart of Christian faith: to love Jesus and feed his sheep. To trust God and serve the world. How does Jesus call you to feed his sheep? How are you called to serve the hungry of this world? Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." Jesus is drawing us where we don't want to go, leading us into deeper prayer, into more humble service, into change and transformation. We resist change because we fear the loss of what is familiar. But it is Jesus who is leading us, going with us, drawing us with him into new life. Take a moment to rejoice in the good news that even amidst pain and struggle, even in times of change and loss, God is drawing us up out of graves into new life, beautiful life, eternal life. God, we thank you for your grace, and we trust you to enter our lives, even in ways we can't see, to feed us and lead us into new life. Amen.